Two of them pulling something?
Yeah, it was basically, so you would have, let me draw this for you. You'd have what you call a single tree, and you hook, okay?
Okay.
And you'd have a hook here, that would hook to the plow here. All right, now, if you was using two mules, you'd have two single trees with a hook and a hook. And then you'd have what you call a double tree that would sit right here. It was a large one, and this would hook to that. And then this would be here, pulling your big harrow, or whatever, something you would, you would need.
Okay.
Two mules pulling something, it would be heavy to reduce them.
Okay, so you'd have the two of them hooked up to that single tree?
And then you would have a double tree hooked to the two single mules.
Okay, okay. And so when you'd, get them ready to go out, you just call that harness them up?
Right, right, you know, he always will, you know, he'd tell me, curry them down. You'd have a little steel brush, scrape them down real good, you know. Get them kind of groomed up. Yeah.
Let me make sure I got this right. The single tree was the one at the back, right?
No, the two single trees would be in the front, and they would hook to the mule.
In front of the plow, in the back of the mule.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But
double tree in behind the two single trees in front of the plow.
Okay.
Hooking to the plow.
Okay.
Or the big whatever.
And so you didn't have a single tree in the front, like on the collar?
No, so. No, it was, what the same thing it was.
Roads, are most of the roads in this county paved now?
They're getting that way.
Yeah.
I think the state of North Carolina is, from what I heard now, it's probably just a rumor, but they're leaning that way to pave every road in Stokes County or in the state of North Carolina because it's cheaper for them to maintain the road.
Oh,
they
that's won't,
they don't have to buy as many motor graders or, you know, like buying a rock.
Yeah.
You don't constantly have to grade that road. Constantly be putting gravel on it. They pave it, don't do nothing to it for 10 or 12 years. They've saved that money. So they say it's cheaper to pave it with asphalt.
Or they get piles.
You know, they have to go back and you know, eventually maintain them.
Yeah.
It's cheaper on them in the long run.
Yeah. There's still quite a few dirt roads around here.
We've got a lot of dirt roads in Stokes County.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
What would people call the road that went from the, I guess, from the road up to the house? Barn or something like that.
Barn road? We didn't have a name for it.
Yeah, just the driveway.
Yeah, basically, just a little barn road. Mm-hmm. Ours never was putting gravel in his ankle. Just basically just there, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe went in, cut some ditches and stuff, kept water from puddling up.
People call them lanes?
Not around here. I've never heard anybody, you know, say hit the lane and go to the barn. They just say go to the barn. You know,
yeah.
You can't follow the road you mentioned.
Yep. Okay. Do you have any dogs?
Yes, I always had dogs.
Yeah, what kind of dogs?
Sooners.